And coming up next, Abandoned Manitoba.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.
And I'm pleased to say we're continuing our exploration of abandoned Manitoba with Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society. Welcome back.
Good morning, Terry.
Tell us this story today. It involves a fellow with a complicated name. At least when I looked at it first, I thought, how do you even say this? What is it?
Kirchhoffer.
Kirchhoffer.
Mm-hmm.
John Nesbitt Kirchhoffer.
That's right.
Is that right? And so what's special about him and the buildings that he was involved with?
Well, Kirchhoffer came here from Ontario. He was one of the first founders of the Souris area, did quite a bit of business, eventually moved to Brandon, where he was a lawyer and a sort of a businessman, probably most noted as a senator from Brandon. Back in the early 20th century, he was apparently quite good friends with the Governor General of Canada. And I think the Governor General sort of alerted him that they were going to have a royal visit in Canada in 1901. One of the members of the royal family, who later actually became King George V, was going to travel across Canada. And on his way back to eastern Canada, he wanted to stop in Manitoba. And the idea was maybe to take him duck hunting.
And what did Kirchhoffer do about that?
Well, the idea was that he wanted to have some place, you know, suitable for royalty to reside while they were out on the marshes hunting. So Kirchhoffer, who already had a presence at Delta, mm-hmm. Delta Marsh, for those who may not be aware, is a very large marsh on the south end of Lake Manitoba. It was always a very popular place for hunting ducks because there was just such an abundance of ducks there. Kirchhoffer had a fairly modest sort of lodge there, in anticipation of this royal visit, he built a somewhat larger building.
One fit for a king.
Well, it was still a fairly modest building, but the idea was this was going to be where the royal party would reside, where they were there.
And did they, in fact, do that?
They did, yes. So in October of 1901, the royal party arrived in Poplar Point, which was the nearest railway station. They got off the train. They were met by some wagons. The wagons conveyed them across the prairie to the edge of the marsh. They then got into canoes because you couldn't just walk there. It was actually a fairly large area of marsh. You got into the canoes. They paddled across the water over to the north side of the marsh where the Kirchhoffer's lodge was, and that's where they set up shop for the next couple of days.
Now, this is a sprawling marsh, and in fact, one of the first times you and I met was you invited me out to explore the Delta Marsh Research Station and to have a good look at the marsh. Now, where was this lodge located? It wasn't where the Delta Marsh Research Station used to be, right?
No. In fact, it was quite a ways east of there. For anyone who's familiar with the Delta Cottage area, you know, when you go north from Portage la Prairie today, from there you go several miles east, and it straddles a narrow strip of land between Lake Manitoba on the north and the Delta Marsh on the south. And there was just, to say, this little building, this Kirchhoffer Lodge that was built there.
And what did he build? What did it look like?
By all accounts, it was a fairly modest building initially, but I guess what I've been told is that the royal visit was so successful, the future king was so enamored by the place that he said to everybody, oh, I'm going to come back. So on that basis, Kirchhoffer decided to build an even grander lodge, hoping that would entice the future king to come back. And that's the one that eventually became known as the Kirchhoffer Lodge. It was a fairly big building, I think. It had several bedrooms. Now, they weren't large rooms, but, you know, bedrooms. There was a living room, a sort of a kitchen. In fact, that building still stands, although it's not in the same location as it was when it was first built. It stood in its original location until the 1950s, and then it was moved a considerable distance. But what happened was that because they were moving this lodge, the lodge itself was made out of wood, but there was a grand fireplace in the lodge that was made out of stone. They couldn't move that. And so they just picked the building up, moved the building to where it sits today, which is quite a ways west. But the original chimney And this is sort of, I guess, the crux of the story.
The abandoned part of
things. The abandoned part is that they're in the middle of the marsh, and, you know, in the middle of nowhere, there is a chimney.
Okay.
And I've been to it quite a few times. It's quite an impressive structure. It's still in remarkable condition. You can see the hearth, very little deterioration. In fact, everybody who goes out there always gets their picture standing, often standing on the hearth of the chimney.
So a chimney with no building.
No building at all.
And the lodge, the Kirchhoffer Lodge, what became of it? You say that it was moved. Does it still stand?
It does, yes. The original Kirchhoffer Lodge, the one that was first built, the one that the first visit occurred at, was torn down, actually, quite a few years ago. Apparently, because the fellow who bought the property didn't want to turn it into a sort of a shrine for monarchists. But there is actually one remaining piece of that original lodge, the door. Because the royal visitor signed his signature on the door, and the door still stands in what is called York Lodge, which is actually named for that visitor because he was the Duke of Cornwall and York at that time before he became King George V. And then the second lodge, the first lodge was torn down. Then the second lodge was moved to its present location, which if you go to the Delta, the village, and then turn right or east, going through what they call the East Beach, just a little ways in, they have the Kirchhoffer Lodge.
Is it still a hunting lodge?
It is, yes. It's used by the Delta Waterfowl Foundation as kind of a retreat place where they have meetings and that sort of thing.
So John Nesbitt Kirchhoffer, interesting fellow. So Gordon, what kind of a hint can you give us about what you're going to talk about next week?
Well, of course, today we talked about a stone chimney. So keeping in the theme of sort of construction materials, next week it's going to be bricks.
Lots of bricks around Manitoba.
Indeed. This one is a little more conspicuous, though. You'd be hard-pressed to actually see much where we're going next week.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And Gordon Goldsborough back next week. And to find out more about his stories, head to the web or to Facebook, or you can go to the Manitoba History Society. We always put a link up on our site so that you can see what we're talking about. And you can find out more on our CBC Manitoba Facebook page about Mr. Kirchhoffer and his lodges.